Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It's February 17th, 2017. 2-17-17. And we're here to talk about everything that affects you and your buckos and all points in between. This is about your money and the markets, your money and Washington, D.C., your money and politics that affect everything now more than ever. And that's the future of your money, the markets, the economy, and all that crap in between. We'll have more than that in a minute. But first, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button and go Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Read our commentary, articles we post, charts of the day, news of the day. Press the money management button if you want to hear what we're doing, like to hear what you're doing. Press the subscribe button if you want to get our notes. The webcast button. If you want to get our recent webcast showing you the charts with the strongest reaction to earnings, amongst other things, all at GaryK.com. But first, the important things. Number one, the Fox News Channel business block tomorrow, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Time. You can see me on at 10:30 a.m. to 11 o'clock. We'll be discussing Trump, the media, the markets, immigration, and a bunch of other stuff. Do not miss it. Again, the Fox News Channel business block, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Time on Fox News Channel. I'll be on the whole show, 10:30 to 11. Don't blink. Also, so we got this contest, and it was to name my favorite scene in all of Seinfeld. And we have a $500 gift card to give out. Not one of you have gotten it. So here's what we're doing. We're narrowing it down. You ready? It's from season 8, and it involves Kramer. Not George, not Jerry, not Elaine. Kramer, and there are other characters involved in the scene. Season 8, Kramer. We'll see if we can get that. Narrows it down. And frankly, I'm surprised. What you all did is you went for the famous shows. And I told you, it's not a famous show. It's not The Contest. It's not The Shrinkage. You know, it's not the most. But it's, for me, the greatest scene that gave me the greatest laugh. At least me. Next. George the Animal Steel passed away. One of the great characters of all time in wrestling passed away. in case you don't know, his name was James Myers. And he was fantastic. Fantastic. And may I say, I took my wife to Atlantic City. We went to a WrestleMania show. And they had an autograph section. And George the Animal Steel was there with his green tongue. And it was the greatest. Because afterwards, my wife and I were walking. It was at the Trump Casino Hotel. That Donald Trump. And I waved him down. And I talked to him for about a half hour. The nicest guy you will ever meet. Go read up about him. Amazing story. He actually turned into a fan favorite at the end of his career. Anyway, George the Animal Steel passes away. You know we have to bring this stuff up as very psychotic wrestling fans. And you are too. And you just won't admit it. In Trump land today. You know, just a lot of, you know, from that press conference yesterday, the media did exactly what we thought they would do, call him unhinged, wild, wacky, amongst other adjectives. Let us repeat our thoughts here. The media is the enemy. We have pointed that out for you, that they are full of crap. For 8 years, they were defense attorneys, and now they are prosecutors, as well as the judge, jury, and executioner. They are just a bunch of people in their little tower that think they are smarter than you and think they are better than you. And they have gone after Trump, not when he was in the primaries, because it was great for ratings, but after he won the primary, and of course he was up against Hillary Clinton. I'm hearing a lot of people talking about a lot of collusion between the media and the Democratic Party and Clinton. It's only collusion if you're two different entities. They're one and the same. They are the Democratic Party, and they're out to get him. And just so you know, this is not just new. They shredded George Bush for 8 years. The difference is George Bush never said a word. He let the media step on his face every day and never said a word. And Donald Trump knows this and knows that he's got nothing to lose. And he's not going to sit back and have anybody just call him Hitler, Mussolini, Stalin, questioning his mental state. You know, they had Howard Stern on. They actually quoted Howard Stern on CNN. You know, Dr. Howard Stern, that famed psychologist, because he talked about Donald Trump's mental state. And they weren't embarrassed by that. And I like a Baba Booey better than anybody else. I'm a Stern super fan. But you're quoting him on a mental state? Let me tell you who's got mental problems. CNN, MSNBC, because they're not the media. Now, to be fair, Trump gives him ammo. Trump says falsehoods. He does. And that gives him ammo. But I've had enough of this media. I've been telling you about it before Trump, during Obama, before Obama. They can't help themselves. Everybody who's a candidate is racist, stupid, moronic, bigoted, airheads. When Bush was president, he wasn't the president, it was Dick Cheney. Now Trump, he's not the president, it's Steve Bannon, who's a racist. That's their mantra. That's their default setting. They went after Romney because he was rich. Remember that? But they didn't go after Kerry because he was rich. And by the way, Kerry never earned a dime of his hundreds of millions. He married into it. So we've had enough here, and we're going to continue to pound them on the head. And as we've told you here, when Trump is wrong, we're going to hit him. When Trump is right, we're going to hit him. When he does good, we're going to hit him. And when he does bad, we're going to hit him. He's going to get compliments on the good. We're going to hit him on the bad. And that's that. But we're done with the media. They've shown who they are. They're scum. And I would say it to their face. They left journalism ages ago. And that's how you got $9 trillion of debt under Obama. A subpar economy, even though there was 0% interest rates in the printing of trillions of dollars. An EPA that destroyed the coal industry. Massive regulations, rules, mandates, of the big lie of Obamacare that's destroying the healthcare system. That's how you get there. With a compliant, lying in their back, paws in the air, tongues wagging, lapdog media. But now all of a sudden they're pit bulls. And again, we're 50-50 on Trump. 50% we don't like policy. 50% we do. We hate the tariffs. We hate the import taxes. We hate calling out company after company and industry after industry. We hate all that. We hate what he did with the Muslim thingamabob that he did, and he handled it terribly anyhow. Extreme vet, go ahead. That's fine. We're all for it. But get it right. That's enough of that. Up next on The Edge, market wrap, movers of the day, news of the day, and we will isolate some strength today. Don't miss it. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Oh, we've got to figure out a way to save energy, babe. Our heating bills are crazy.
See this?
Whoa, what's that? A new remote?
It is. Yeah. Budget Blinds was here this morning and installed these motorized shades in the kitchen. Come here, watch.
So I just sit here, they open, they close. This is really very cool.
Yeah, Budget Blinds comes in and measures, then they install everything. Oh, you didn't have to lift a finger, right?
Hey, I like that almost as much as the remote, but we were talking about saving energy.
Yes, right. See, the shades are also on a timer.
A timer?
You program the timer to open them in the morning and let the sun in, then close in the evening to keep in the warmth.
Maybe we should do the rest of the house.
What a great idea, honey.
Right now, during Budget Blinds Luxury Within Reach event, motorized window coverings are more affordable than ever. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now, before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. By the way, and to give you an idea what I mean by the media, I'm looking at CNN right now, and this is what they have as at the Chyron at the bottom. Russia ridicules Trump camps, mixed message to Moscow. Do you think they would ever put a Chyron like that up on their screen on Obama that Russia said something bad about him? Ever? No. And now we're finding out Jeff Zucker, who runs CNN, says morale has gone up big time since we've been ripping on Trump. So this is just a concerted BS effort to go after the President of the United States in a way we have never seen. Not even about policy. It's about everything. As I said last week, a New York Times reporter called the First Lady, Melania Trump, a hooker. And there was no repercussions. Nothing. Imagine if a reporter called Michelle Obama the same thing. What would happen to that reporter? He'd be in Gitmo. What a sad state of affairs here, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm just glad I don't do satellite radio, because the four-letter words that would be coming out of my mouth right now would be one after the other. Serenity now. By the way, I am sure there's a bunch of people Googling the eighth season of Seinfeld now to figure out what the scene is. Hey, $500, man, that'll buy some nice dinners. Or 500 lottery tickets. The Mega the Powerball's like $350 million this weekend. I bought 20 tickets, or $20. I think it's 10 tickets. You know what the motto is here in Florida? You never know. Yeah, we know. It's a scam. But we do it anyhow because we're insane. And of course, the lottery, the only people it hurts are the poor. Doesn't hurt the rich. Because they tell you the government cares about the poor. No, they're screwing the poor. They're screwing them. The lottery, they market to the desperate and the poor. Government can have a lottery, but we can't. Government can run casinos, but we can't. Oversee the casinos. Government can take sports bettings, but we can't. And when I mean government... they regulate it and they take a lot of money off of it. Anyway, Thanks for being here. This is Investor's Edge. Serious talk about you and your buckos and all points in between with a little comedy injected. Now, as promised, let us head right into today's market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. The Dow finished up 4 points. But I got to tell you something that... how do I put this? It went up like 30 points in like the last minute or two. It was down all day and just a rush up into the close. In the Dow today, United Health was down 6 on some investigation, or they overcharged. The Dow was still up. McDonald's up a buck. Home Depot up a buck and a half. Boeing up almost 2. S&P up almost 4. NASDAQ 23 and the NASDAQ 100 up 24. It didn't feel like up 23 and up 24 today on the NASDAQ and NASDAQ 100, but it was. Transports up 20. Advanced declines 13.15 on New York, 16.12 on the NASDAQ. New highs contracted markedly. Of note, weakness, oils. Pretty darn good weakness in oils. Mixed bag in financials, but definitely off their lows early in the day as the financials were hit. Commodities were down for the most part decently. As mentioned, everything else pretty much as I am looking around, kind of, sort of, on the mixed side. But definitely NASDAQ 100 got the better bid, even though, again, as I've told you, usually when the NASDAQ's up 24, something really sticks out for me that made it go up 24. Not really. And I'm looking. Retail was actually green today. Tiffany's up 3, for example. The apparel stocks are up decently. Dollar Tree was up $2. Nordstrom's was up $1.50. Sox was up 5, but as stated, not a lot stuck out. But a few thoughts on a few things. The story today about Sprint and T-Mobile that supposedly somebody's getting out of the way so there can be a deal between the two companies. That happened late in the day. Don't know what's going to come of it, but T-Mobile was up about 5%. Sprint was up about 3 or 4%. And I want to talk to you about leadership as we head into next week. By the way, we're off Monday. We'll have the best of Gary. The best of Gary. The best of Gary. NetTease was down 1 today. Remember yesterday up like 35? But NetTease early was down about 8. I'm going to repeat what I said. Actually, was down 9.5. That was a monster big volume move yesterday in the stock. You got that? A monster big volume move on the stock. It should definitively 100% be on your watch list. If the market doesn't crap out, these are the type of names, even though they've made a move already off of that earnings, that will typically potentially head higher. That said, you watch it like a hawk, you play it smart, you wait till it settles down, pulls back. I mean, you had a little chance today, but we're not talking about one day. That goes on the watch screen. And, of course, we have mentioned names throughout earnings season for you, and we just hope you are listening. When we tell you about stocks gapping up, powerful gaps, and they made big moves where people typically wouldn't buy them, we look the other way. something like a coherence, COHR, another big gap. That one's sitting tight after the gap, completely on our watch list. We'll have more of these names up next on this, the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to
America is Talking.
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to the Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. So let's just walk through a few things here on earnings. Amazon gaps down on earnings, rallies back up immediately, and now looks like it wants to break out of a five-month range. I'd have that on a big-time watch. Advanced Micro Devices, AMD, great reaction to earnings, just getting extended and now starting to sit. I would have that on the watch because it was real powerful action. I mentioned NetEase, N-T-E-S, to you already. Let's mention Skyworks Solution. SWKS has been sitting in a flag for like the last 3 or 4 weeks. Broke out today on volume. More than 2 times average volume, SWKS. Extended. First little pullback into 94.5, 95. We'll see if you can get it. Visa gapped up, been edging up a low beta name, though. We mentioned it to Apple already. Big gap on earnings at 128-ish. It's almost 136. And interesting enough, the last 3 days felt like it's going to start pulling back. You know what it did? It sat tight. No pullback. After a stock goes up, gets extended, and instead of doing some pulling back, it makes a right turn and just sits. That simply tells you buyers are pooped out, but there's no selling. It's just like the SWKS I just mentioned. Got extended, 3-4 weeks, sat, didn't move higher but didn't move lower. Couldn't even pull back, just sat tight. It tells you buyers got pooped out, but there's no sellers. And soon as buyers show up again, it's going to take that next leg up. That's what SWKS did today. It's the same thing that happened recently in the major indices. The Dow, after moving up, sat tight for 9-10 weeks. Ran out of buyers, but no sellers. Couldn't even sell it down a couple of percent, meaning it sat tight in price. And soon as buyers are ready again, breaks out. That's why these flag-type patterns are the strongest types of patterns, because it tells you the strength of a move could not be sold off. It was just a matter of buyers taking a powder because they're done for right now. But the sellers refuse to come out of the woodwork. So it's just a matter of time. As soon as the buyers show up again, next leg up. What a good tutorial, huh? Which is leads me to this Coherent again. COHR. Big gap to the upside last week. What is it doing? Not pulling back. Just sitting tight. buyers are pooped, but no sellers. And if no sellers continue to show up, even though it had a strong move up, it's just a matter of time before the buyers do show up. And since there's no selling, you get another leg up. And then there have been other names. Amgen. Gapped up, sat, moved above a resistance yesterday. For instance, Checkpoint Software, CHKP. Now that one, instead of making a right turn, has drifted higher, meaning no sellers, but enough buyers to keep drifting it higher. Until it got to the point in the last week where it looks like it's now sitting tight in price. And as we go through our scans, we're finding like a Allison Transmission. You probably haven't heard of this company, ALSN. Gapped up last week, early in the week. Can't go higher, but is going lower. So as of this second, buyers are pooped, but there's no selling. So if nothing changes, it's just a matter of waiting for buyers to amass on the mountaintop again. And if there's no selling and buyers show up again, another leg up. And that's why we isolate these names. And that's why we tell you about these names. We're not telling you to buy them. We're not telling you to sell them. We're not trying to tell you to short them. We're not telling you to cover them. We're telling you to review them. This is how we do our analysis on the earnings reports that come out. Another big move today. Probably haven't heard of this one. Arista Networks, ANET, up 19 to 119 bucks. Volume was 6 million. Average daily volume only 728,000 shares a day. Gapped up at 111. Within a few minutes was 117. Closed at 119. So it's tough to get any stock because it's somewhat thin. But what do you do with this one now? Watch list. Good earnings, good revenue growth. Watch list. And guess what? If it makes a right turn and sits, or even if it pulls back some, watch list. Now, sometimes they don't wait. They gap up, they go higher. The next day, they go up another 5, 6, 7 points, and very tough to get in. But we point this out to you because of the studies we have done throughout history. The greatest company stocks are the ones that had the greatest surprise reaction to earnings and a great move to the upside on huge, humongous volume as growth accelerates off of their norm. And you can find them in every shape and size out there. And you can tell by a market when how many names react so well versus how many names react so poorly. Southwest Airlines, little mini gap, but 16 million share move on earnings 4 weeks ago. Triple volume. What did it do for three weeks after? Nothing. Little mini pullback, but ended up sitting tight. And about 10 days later, moved above resistance on about 50% better volume on February 9th. That's not the big move. It's gone from 54 to 57. But it's on the move. These are the identifying marks that we look after and want to know at all times. What about the ones that gap up and then all of a sudden don't make it, start filling the gap? Guess what? We ignore them. Nothing to do. Like right now, we're sitting on just watching a symbol, GPN, Global Payments, gapped up nicely right to resistance. And what has it done? Nothing. For 5 weeks, drifting lower. Very drifting lower. Nothing bad. But no selling, no big volume days to the downside. In fact, some up days had heavier volume. And what do we do with a GPN? When you have a chance, go look. That sucker breaks above that $80 level, which it hit 4 weeks ago, which it hit in October, which it hit in July, which it hit last June, and couldn't get over it. That would be a pretty good major breakout of five tops that it hit in the last year. This is the scanning that we do. And by the way, Global Payments earnings up 17, revenues up 30. It's the type of stuff we want to look at. Now, we ignore bad earnings, bad numbers, because we just have a theme on what we want as far as the fundamental side, which makes us miss things like biotech companies with no sales. That's okay. We're fine. We have no interest in going to sleep and waking up and the placebo does better than the drug and the stock's down 50% the next day. Up next, we'll wind up the week. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. It's the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to...
What are you waiting for?
One, two, ready,
yeah!
Go.
Action! Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Hope you have a great three-day weekend. What is Monday? President's Day? You know what I almost did? Almost got on a flight tonight to go to Washington, D.C. with my wife. Just spend a couple of days touring Washington, D.C. But then some personal family stuff came up, so we're hanging out around the house. The paint job's almost done at the house. Yay. We'll throw a party. They did a fabulous job painting our house, I must tell you. We are fixing it up to sell. Haven't sold a house in like, I can't even begin to tell you how much, how long. Since you all been asking, Snapchat is going public. Now, I want to do a little tutorial on it, but then end with my usual thingamabob. Snapchat is coming out with a $20 billion market cap, maybe even higher, though it's down from what they wanted. $500 million in revenues and lose a ton of money. Has never made money. On top of that, sales growth has decelerated and was down 7% year over year in last quarter. In my opinion, just my opinion, if this was a company that was selling pipes, it could not come public for 25% of the valuation that Snapchat, well, Snap Inc., is going to get at the IPO. Competition is gargantuan. Facebook, Apple, Google, and others. From what I hear, it started out as this place where you sent some racy pictures and they go bye-bye within 30 seconds versus what you've seen, you know, people getting caught with their clothes off. But it's turned into something more. My simple reaction is that possibly, I don't even know if I want to use probably, they may open it up a little hot because, oh, look at that, it's one of these social media yippee-yay-yay things, but I got news for you. You better remember Twitter, amongst others. And valuations do matter. And if the company does not accelerate the business, it'll be dead in the water. That's the take on Snap Inc. Because you asked. And the second part of that equation, I have absolutely, unadulteratedly, indubitably, no idea how the stock trades after it opens. Air Canada. This is just my travel spot today. I don't know if you know this, but if you travel to Europe from places that don't fly direct, Air Canada has the cheapest rates. And I didn't know this, but they have this article today in the USA Today section that they're fixing it up, giving it a fresher look on their airplanes to appeal more to the U.S. And the CEO of Air Canada says, if you want to go to Europe or Asia, you've got to fly over Canada if you're originating or ending in the U.S. Now, I didn't know, I'm quoting him, I didn't know that's true or not, but let's say it's true. I'm just letting you know, this is a plug for price. Air Canada is the way to go. So much cheaper than other airlines. And I flew Air Canada to, I went through Toronto I flew to Toronto from the U.S. and then flew Hainan Airlines to Beijing. But I took Air Canada to Europe, I forgot where, and I went business class, and it was like 40% of the price of others. So I'm going to check on that, because if that's the case, you got to go through Canada. I'm just letting you know. And by the way, Air Canada has not paid me to say this. This just comes from me reading this, and I like saving you guys money. And most people do not know about them. And that's our travel section of today, because we're here to try and help you make money and definitively help you save money in all kinds of things. I've gotten a lot of emails from you guys telling you about don't ever do 30-year mortgages, only do 15, and I'm getting tons of emails thanking me. The 30-year mortgage is a scam perpetrated on you by the mortgage industry. It makes no sense. It screws you. All the interest is up front when you could be paying down principal from day one just for a little bit more of a payment. And if you can't afford that little more payment, you get a little less house. Do the tables on a 30-year for a 15. You'll be kissing my butt. You all have a great 3-day weekend. Drive carefully. Don't forget, Fox News Channel, tomorrow 10:30 a.m., yours truly. And when you get home, do like I do, simple procedure. Do make sure you hug your children. Night-night all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,